Again, this is one of many, many studies in this area. Another example, children. You know, one group of children was the control group. The second group was told to think back to an experience that made them laugh or smile. And that group did much better on a learning task than the control group because they were put in a positive mood. Again, it's a win-win. It's defying, in many ways, the no pain, no gain paradigm, whether it's of education, of doctors, or in school, as well as generally in the workplace. Because you see, also motivation and energy, you don't need research for that. You know that when you're feeling good, you have more motivation, you have more energy. And of course, there is a lot of research to back that up. And ultimately, success. They look at it in the professional world, people who are able to manage their emotions better and lead to more positive emotions, get out of this narrow and constrict to the broaden and build, are in the long term more successful. Again, it's not the people who don't have painful emotions. Remember, they're all dead. It's the people who experience painful emotions, but are all at the same time able to shift themselves, their consciousness, their thinking, their experience to the positive more readily. And happier people are more successful because they have more energy and work harder. It's because they're pursuing something rather than running away from something, what's called approach rather than avoidance goals.